This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The Iranian foreign minister calls new sanctions signed into law by President Obama yesterday psychological warfare and propaganda. Folks, we'll be talking about it today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
I think I like where I'm standing.
Jay Sekulow Live.
I think I hate it too.
Is there any indication that sanctions to date have changed their view relative from a cost-benefit standpoint?
There is dissension and debate in the political hierarchy of Iran. So there is not unanimity about this.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
My goal is to try to resolve this diplomatically, mainly because the only way over the long term we can assure Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon is by getting them to understand it's not in their interest. We have a very good estimate of when they could potentially achieve breakout capacity, what stage they're at in terms of processing uranium. But do we know all the dynamics inside of Iran? Absolutely not.
I feel as if we just begun.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad is traveling today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. I was on Fox News about an hour and a half ago, talking about the Arizona SB 1070 case at the U.S. Supreme Court. Arizona has filed their brief. We represent 51 members of Congress, including Senators DeMint and Vitter, Congressman Bilbrand from California. Bilbrand from California, who is the chair of the Immigration Reform Caucus. And we also, among those 48 congressmen and women, represent Arizona congressman and a good friend of ours, Trent Franks. So we are heavily involved in that. Arizona's filed their brief at the Supreme Court, and now Obama administration has a little bit less than 30 days now to file their brief. This has ramifications not just for Arizona, but ramifications for Georgia, South Carolina, Utah, Indiana. The list goes on right now, Alabama as well, and the whole country. And why? Because everyone's going to look to see if the Supreme Court will allow states to enforce immigration laws when it comes to security, not come up with new ways on naturalization and all of that, and not define what it means to get immigration status or redefine that. Just if you are in a traffic accident, or if you're caught, if you're speeding, pulled over, and they ask for ID, and you don't have ID, or you have an ID from a foreign country, and they say, you know, do you have your paperwork with you, and you're already stopped by the police, and you don't have it, they then can, if they have reasonable suspicion, because there was something else that happened, put you into custody for that, and then they give you over to the federal government. So Arizona's not even deciding to deport you. They're not deciding to detain you for long periods of time. They're just turning you right over to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and they get to make the decision on what to do. And actually, the Obama administration's decision is, unless you have a criminal record, not like a traffic violation, but a criminal record, you're basically let go until you have a hearing. And a lot of these people are staying anyways. David French, ACLJ attorney and also a veteran of the Iraq War, is going to be joining us in the show today. We're going to be talking about Iran and the focus specifically on what military action would mean for our troops and our men and women who are serving overseas, so you don't want to miss that. I want to take your phone call as well, especially if you're a veteran or you're currently serving, and get your reaction as well, because this will have serious ramifications, regardless or not, if the U.S. is involved, because Iran has already called the sanctions President Obama signed into law yesterday with the executive order that Congress approved. They've called it psychological war. They're using the war thing, saying it's propaganda. It's building up. We need to take a stand to stop a nuclear Iran at the UN, around the world, China and Russia standing in the way. This is not just about Israel, folks. This is about America, our troops, and you, your neighborhood. The agents from Iran are in the U.S. Call now. We need to take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Israel is facing grave danger, and now there are troubling reports that President Obama won't assist in defending Israel and has actually issued a warning, urging Israel to stand down. Don't take military action against Iran. Don't defend yourself. Don't launch a strike against Iran. Iran is less than a year away from having nuclear weapons, and now a new threat from Iran calling Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that definitely will be cut off. It has been more than half a century since an American president has turned their back on our great ally. Israel's defense minister says if sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's a time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message. Call now 1-877-989-2255, online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back to Jay Seculo Live. We're taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. Today I bring in David French. You've heard him on the broadcast. You've seen him in the news. He is a senior counsel at the ACLJ. He's a Harvard Law grad, and he's also, again, a captain in the U.S. Army Reserves. He served in their Judge Advocate General's program, served in Iraq. He's a veteran of the Iraq War. And I wanted to bring him in because we focus so much on, well, this is really Israel versus Iran or Iran versus some of the other countries in the Middle East. Remember, they tried to blow up the Saudi Arabian embassy where I am in Washington and the Israeli embassy. So kind of interesting who their enemies are because even their enemies are not allies, to say the least. And then, of course, tried to assassinate the Saudi ambassador while he was in New York. Those were Iranian agents picked up by our Department of Justice who are now on trial in federal court. And David, after serving in Iraq, and though there's been the troop withdrawal, what people don't understand is how big of a presence the U.S. military still has that is in the range of missiles that Iran's got plenty of. They don't need the super long-distance ICBMs to hit Europe to take a serious impact on our men and women, and they will target us regardless of whether it's our planes or not, because they're assuming that if the Israel attacks, we approved it, we're an ally, we're the West, and we're sitting duck targets.
Well, you know, we have troops in Kuwait, we have troops in the Persian Gulf, we have ships in the Persian Gulf, we have troops in Afghanistan. I mean, Iran right now is arming our enemies in Afghanistan and is costing American lives. I mean, Iran's been fighting an undeclared war against us for a very long time. So the question that we'll have to confront is, if Israel strikes, what are we going to do, not if Iranian retaliation comes, but when? Because one of the goals that we have seen in recent years is not that our enemies believe they can defeat us, but they want to inflict unacceptable losses on us. And so they will do what they can to try to make it look like we have been defeated, whether or not we actually have.
You know, I mean, I think, folks, do you understand what David's saying? This, again, he's a senior counsel with us, an attorney, but also a veteran of the conflict in Iraq, the Iraq War veteran. And it's not if, it's when. And the fact is that even if they're targeting Israel, you know, and it's Israel, Iran, and Israel does even a very targeted bombing campaign. Iran has got the weapons to not just hit Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, but hit a serious U.S. installation. So even, you know, the president says, you know, we may not be a part of it. People are doubting whether or not. We've got our Secretary of Defense who said he believes this is happening April, May, or June. We know our military's there. We've got, you know, aircraft carriers in the region, plenty of targets for Iran, and we know that they would hit back aggressively, even to a targeted strike. I want to get to your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Before I do, listen, we can do something about this. We can affect change. Russia and China are standing in the way of serious sanctions, kind of like what they're doing with Syria, right? But this is Iran with a nuclear program, and take out their, even they don't have a nuclear weapon yet. They've got serious arms. They've got serious military. They've got well-trained Iranian Revolutionary Guard. You know, they created Hezbollah, folks, and the Israeli military, who is very good at guerrilla warfare and close face-to-face combat. You think about the recent Lebanon war, the Gaza situation there. They said Hamas, you know, Hamas is one thing. Hezbollah is the best-trained guerrilla force in the world. They were trained by Iran, and that is Iran, the Revolutionary Guard, who oversees them. It is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard who has agents here. It's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard who is working with Mexican drug cartels. It's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard working with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. They are putting in installations, military. They are training, and they are doing their best. And now we have confirmation from our National Intelligence Director when he was testifying at the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee that the Ayatollah, the supreme leader, has approved. It appears to them, because of what the agents that were picked up here trying to blow up the embassies. Those may have been foreign countries' embassies, but they were going to blow them up in the United States and kill the guy, assassinate the ambassador in New York. Americans would be killed if those embassies blew up. The Saudi embassy is right downtown in D.C., right near the State Department, and where I went to college, actually, by George Washington University. The Israeli embassy is next to other embassies. Americans are around. That would be explosions happening, carried out by Iran. They've approved the go-ahead on this. We have got to take a stand here. I mean, we know that they will respond. We know Israel is not going to allow them to get a nuclear weapon, and we know that Israel has said we only have about 6 to 9 months. The U.S. has 15 months because of our military capabilities. So if they don't think we're on board in the near future, then they're going to have to move ahead. We've got confirmation of that from their leaders and our top leaders on the record. So here's the question. Are we going to do something about this? We can cripple this regime economically, but not just with U.S. sanctions. I'm glad, and I'm really glad that President Obama signed that executive order cutting off Iran's central bank. That's where they fund things, and the banks who do business with them. But that only affects the money if it's in the United States. Europe has done a decent job, but they need to do more. And Russia and China, I mean, listen, as long as Iran has got Russia and China standing in the way of these and still doing business with them, Russia built the nuclear facility there, not the weapons facility, but the power plant. It's live now. Unless they cut them off, that regime can continue to survive. The whole world has to sanction Iran, and we don't have much time left. A lot of people think we've already run out of time, but we are doing, you know, everything you can. You don't want war. You never want war. You do everything possible. There are plenty of Iranians. I don't want to have to get into a military conflict. Israelis don't want to. We know they protested. They were brutally repressed. Now the Iranians are also running the repression in Syria. So they're the ones responsible with Assad's regime of killing all of those people who are just protesting against that regime. So they praise some Arab Spring revolutions. They put down their own. They killed people in the streets. Take them seriously. Call now. Do something about it. You're not just standing up for Israel. I know all of you support Israel. This is now standing up for your country, your hometown. I'm in Washington, D.C. They've already arrested him here. They're trying to smuggle things across the border. So those of you in the border states, north and south. And folks, it's about protecting our servicemen and women who, regardless if we're engaged in the actual conflict, will be targeted. Call now. We're working at the U.N. on this petition. We're working with the administration, members of Congress, international countries around the world. We need your support. We need to hear from thousands of Americans here who understand, and we need to prove that, the threat of what it means to have a nuclear Iran. 877-989-2255. Call that number now. That's 877-989-2255. John's calling from Missouri online too. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. As a veteran, I am so, I'm out there enraged, but I also understand why the Chinese and Russians are standing in their way. The only way we're going to stop them, honestly, is putting the money in their back pocket that Iran could put in there, and our pockets aren't that deep to do that. You know,
well, I think, John, I think, first of all, let me thank you for your service to our country, and that's why I wanted to hear from those who understand what it means to make that sacrifice personally, to volunteer to make that sacrifice, and the threat of this. And let me go to David here, because, David, John brings up an interesting point. Unless it becomes economically dangerous for China and Russia to do any business whatsoever, so as long as they can get oil, even if it's not the nuclear business, but everything else, and export and import, then they're going to stand in the way unless it becomes like a violation of international law, which won't happen because they've got the veto power at the UN Security Council.
Well, you know, what you have to understand is these powers are doing everything that they can get away with reasonably to limit our influence, to limit Israel's influence. China has huge investments in Iran, and especially in Iranian oil. So they are trying to limit our influence. And there are a few things in the world that would limit our influence more and limit our freedom of action more than an Iranian bomb. And so they have, it's actually, I think, that they believe they have nothing to fear from an Iranian bomb. It is only something that limits us. It is only something that limits Israel. And so they don't have any real motivation right now to stop it.
This is an interesting statement, David. It came from President Obama in a news conference yesterday about the Iranian nuclear program. And it's a little troubling because it tells you about the state of intelligence inside Iran. Listen to Byte24. This is President Obama talking about, do we know if they've got the capacity? What does he know based on the intelligence? Byte24.
We have a very good estimate of when they could potentially achieve breakout capacity, what stage they're at in terms of processing uranium. But do we know all the dynamics inside of Iran? Absolutely not.
I mean, David, I think it's fair to say we don't know all the dynamics inside Iran. It's a big country, and there's a lot of power structures there with the Ayatollah, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Then they have their own military. Then you got Ahmadinejad, and then the general public who has been very against the regime. But we do know that the military there who'd be leading this challenge quickly, David, for our next break, the military there, that's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and they will fight to the death so long as it's their income at stake. This is not just their religious conviction for them. It's also about the billions of dollars they do as a business, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
Well, that's right. And they've been fighting against us for years and years. Why would they stop now? They have been killing our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're not going to stop until we make them stop.
You know what, folks? I'm going to talk to David about that, about how they are responsible for killing our troops when we get back. But, folks, call now. This is not just about Israel again. It's not that we don't care about protecting Israel. It's us. 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. Call it now.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Israel is facing grave danger, and now there are troubling reports that President Obama won't assist in defending Israel and has actually issued a warning urging Israel to stand down. Don't take military action against Iran. Don't defend yourself. Don't launch a strike against Iran. Iran is less than a year away from having nuclear weapons, and now a new threat from Iran calling Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that definitely will be cut off. It has been more than half a century since an American president has turned their back on our great latest ally. Israel's defense minister says if sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's a time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message. Call now 1-877-989-2255, online aclj.org.
We have mobilized the international community in a way that is unprecedented, and they are feeling the pinch. They are feeling the pressure, but they have not taken the step that they need to diplomatically, which is to say, we will pursue peaceful nuclear power, we will not pursue a nuclear weapon. Until they do, I think Israel rightly is going to be very concerned, and we are as well.
You know, folks, that's President Obama talking about the work that we've done at the international level at the United States and Europe with sanctions and the crippling effects of those and the diplomatic solution. But he does admit they're not listening. And I think here's why. This is the Iranian foreign minister, Ramin, and he is the spokesperson for the Ministry of Iran at the foreign level. He said many of these U.S. activities are in the sphere of psychological war. So they're calling it war. That's building towards conflict and propaganda. And they cannot affect our work. While they impose sanctions on our central bank, even though we have no transactions with them, it shows they think they're able to put pressure on our people, create concerns and social discontent. Now, David, first of all, there already is social discontent in Iran. We have supported the rest of the Arab Spring, but we did not take a stand when people in Iran risked their lives against a regime, not even like Egypt's, but one that they knew would definitely be taking shots at them in the streets. And we did not call for that regime's removal. I don't know if those people could have done it on their own, but certainly we didn't speak out and condemn Iran. And I think that's because we're still trying to figure out some solution to cut off the nuclear program. But we know now, I mean, their propaganda as well, the economy for normal people in Iran, David, is horrible. Most of them want to overthrow this regime. But most of the people don't control their weapons. Most of the people aren't making billions of dollars and willing to die for a religious ideology and their own personal income. So the sanctions issue and what President Obama has said, if we don't get the Russias and Chinas of the world, who, by the way, are more economically, David, dependent on us and doing business with us than they are Iran, if we don't get that to happen, there is no way that Iran is going to care if their people aren't getting access to food, because they've already put down one huge protest movement. They'll do it again now because they're clearly enemies. I mean, they got nothing to lose on that.
Well, you know, Iran has already stated and has declared through its actions and its words its priority is exporting jihad. They don't really care for the welfare of their people. They've demonstrated that. And it still boggles my mind that we would come out against the Mubarak regime but not come out in support of the Iranian protesters. I mean, that's an astonishing diplomatic mistake. But the Iranian regime is committed to exporting jihad. The Russians and the Chinese are committed to limiting our power and influence. But you're exactly right that they depend more on us than they do on Iran. So their commitment is really to do as much as they can get away with. The same with the Iranians. They do as much as they can get away with. And the sad reality is we have been letting the Iranians get away with a lot in recent years. I mean, we have had an undeclared war against them since 1979. When they took over our embassy, since that point, they have been exporting jihad. They've been killing Americans. They have been involved in killing Americans in Iraq and Afghanistan for years. And we let them get away with it, and that only makes them more powerful. It only makes them more bold.
You know, folks, I'm going to ask David, too, about their impact on our own troops, but I think this call I'm going to take next plays right into that. Folks, you got to take a stand here. We need your support as we work on this. You know, we've represented Israel at the International Criminal Court because they're being charged, you know, war crimes. And we have we work on these issues. We have an office right in Jerusalem. But now we know the threat is directly going to be linked to us as well. They're going to target us. So it's about Israel, but it's also about America, your hometown, your family, the border, dirty bombs here, smuggling in weapons. We know the agents are already here. We need you to take a stand. Call now, 877-989-2255. We want to be able to prove to the UN, where our ECLJ is a recognized NGO. We want to, you know, we've got offices in Russia. We do work all around the world. We want to be able to show that Americans understand the threat, understand what needs to be done and understand that it's not just about Israel and the situation with what they call the Zionist entity in Iran. It's about us and America, our servicemen and women and our hometowns too. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. But I need you to make that call. We got it. This is where the iron is hot. So that's when the international attention's on it. We've got this, you know, we've got the capabilities. We're at the UN. We've got offices in Europe, offices in Russia, you know, right in Moscow, all over the world. We need you to speak out. 877-989-2255. Steven is calling from Illinois on line 5 with a great question. Steven, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, fellas. I've served, but I've got a great many friends that are retired military, current military, and I mean dozens of them. And the poop, so to speak, is that Israel will just make a smoking hole in the ground out of these guys. I mean, they obviously have to know. I mean, is this urban legend? I mean, Israel's armed to the teeth is a common conventional wisdom. So are they so hate-filled that they just don't care, or are they counting on China and Russia to pick up the slack? Because according to all the guys I talked to, Iraq is gone, or Iran, rather. Iran is gone if they pull the trigger on Israel.
You know, I think it's interesting, Stephen, because Israel to have to use a nuclear weapon, I mean, that takes it up a notch. They can do targeted attacks on the nuclear facilities, but Stephen, the strikes, target attacks, they would then be hit by missiles into the towns and cities, you know, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. Taking it up a notch to where you're taking out Tehran, listen, they've got a big military. They've got enough troops and allies in that region. They got Hezbollah to the north, Hamas to the west of Israel. They've got plenty of people. Now the Muslim Brotherhood has got a much better leadership. You know, they've got control enough to keep at least the Egyptian military out of even helping Israel at all here. So I think, would they win? I don't think so. Does Israel want to start having to bomb Tehran? I mean, David, that is, I think when people say, oh, Israel could handle themselves, I mean, you launch nuclear weapons, that's one thing, but that takes it up a notch. So what do you think about Stephen's question, David? And then I just want you to tell people, as we finish it out the show today, how Iran has affected our own troops already, killed our own troops.
Oh, sure. Well, there's two things that a nuclear weapon in Iranian hands does. One is it gives them a first strike capacity against Israel that could disable the Jewish state. In other words, one or two or three bombs has much greater effect on tiny Israel than even 30, 40, 50 bombs would have on Iran, which is an enormous country. So you would give a genocidal regime the ability to enact genocide. And the second thing that nuclear bombs do, and as we see in North Korea, is they essentially make a terrorist regime immune to external military action because of the threat of a nuclear response. It gives them a gigantic cone of protection, which is exactly why they want these weapons. And just to explain how they are attacking and killing our soldiers, just give you an example of the deadliest weapon, or one of the deadliest weapons our soldiers faced in Iraq, was a roadside bomb called an EFP, an explosively formed penetrator, that was an Iranian weapon, an Iranian technology that was brought into Iraq for the specific purpose of attacking our armored vehicles. And that's something that came direct from Iran. It wasn't something created in Iraq by the Iraqi insurgents. And that kind of technology is used in Afghanistan as well. They are arming our enemy, and sometimes you would have actual Iranian operatives with our enemy. So they will do whatever they can. They will get away with as much as they can to hurt and kill Americans. That's what you have to understand about this Iranian regime.
Folks, you're hearing from David Fritsch. He is a senior counsel with the ACLJ, Harvard law grad, and a captain in the U.S. Army Reserve who served in Iraq. He's a veteran of the Iraq War, and like he said, they're killing our troops. What's most dangerous? A bomb built in Iran already. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Protect America. Stop a nuclear Iran.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.